toi.
You stole my childhood. You scrapped my life. I've lost everything. My confidence in myself, my identity. My God, I suffered. I even attempted suicide. All this time, I wasn't able to talk to anybody about it. 42 years of suffering without knowing why we suffer. My God, I loved you, and I lost you. If I could only come back and find my 12 years again. The image of my three aggressions followed me all my life. I couldn't ignore this, that it didn't come to my mind. And since 12 years of age, I have lost my sleep. I'm 56 years of age now, and I just talked about this when I was 42 years in silence, complete silence. No, I mean, the fear of other people's prejudice, the guilt, because my father's mentality, what he thought, and he told me that I was running after it, that I wasn't able to say no. This was so taboo in the 70s. My God, you shouldn't talk about anything like this. You know, I felt guilty often. So in my mind, in my head, for 42 years of silence, it was completely silent because I said to myself, I wasn't a victim because I ran after it. I accepted to be done to. But today I understand this very differently. If you put yourself in the mindset of a child of 12 years of age, you know, I was able to forgive myself because of restorative justice. It gives us a chance to be able to confront the aggressor without the person being your aggressor, and that you can express yourself, your hatred, your anger, and you confront the aggressor, but with a certain preparation. And facing this person, facing them, you take away the power they have over you. No, there's nobody anymore who's going to have power over me. That time is over with.